All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What was that?
What's up? All right.
Now it's a party.
Gator with convenience. Let's party. Rico there, me here. And we have a lot to do, so here's what we're going to do. Listen.
Hey, Mando's on a boat.
Okay, can we focus, please? So, we're taking a small break. Because it has been so damn Lion-centric. Here's what I'm not offering you. I cannot endorse the absurdity of what Jim Costa just did with Scott. A 7-round mock draft. I'm not doing it. None of you even know these players. It doesn't even matter.
They did a 7-round mock.
They did a 7-round mock after they were done talking about Gator's affinity for marble. So we're not doing it. What I am going to do is this. I have to ask you if I am being old man yelling at clouds to start the show. And then the other thing I can't do is I can't sell you the Tigers. I can't sell you bleep in a champagne bottle. I can't. So I'm not doing one of these, what are your expectations? No, our expectations are the Tigers are going to blow this year, okay? We all know it. I've got something better. Because I think we're witnessing one of the biggest rule changes in the history of sports, and no one's really talking about it. I want to do that at 3. But this is what I have for you to start the show.
Oh.
It's a you thing because you are the czar of college basketball and college football. And we all watched. Hey, I know. Like, I hate this Final Four. I think the Final Four sucks.
Oh, my God. Do not tell Mr. Costa that.
I know. We already argued about it on Cash Ticket. And he got all indignant. I'm like, Jim, you're a nerd. Of course you're going to like it.
You know what? It reminds me of soccer guy or vegan right. guy who has to tell you how great it really is. And you just don't know any better.
Right. Right. You're just an ignoramus. It's right. like, no, Jim, I will watch it, but I am a radio host.
Right.
The average guy with two kids just trying to pay his mortgage doesn't know a single player playing this weekend.
Exactly. Like I said, last night, watched the McDonald's All-American game. I know. Nobody here was watching it.
No, you know what? For you, I gave it about 12 minutes. And it was some of the worst basketball I'd ever seen, and I didn't see the kid you told me was going to state, but I saw LeBron's kid, got angry, and left. Awful.
Yeah, he may end up at Ohio State.
Perfect. So look, what I have for you is this. We have talked about in college football, the transfer portal quite a bit. Mixed reviews. It can be great. It can be terrible. I think there's a level of damage. Now, whether it ends up being a good thing or not, we haven't seen. College basketball, after getting in an argument with Cookies, Rico, I started looking not only with the Final Four, but like looking at, okay, how many people are in the portal now and what is the impact going to be? And we talked about Miami, who's three best guys, all portal kids. Kansas State, the team that ended Michigan State's season.
Right.
Not a single player on Kansas State's roster was recruited by Kansas State. Not one. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. All. By hook or by crook,
right.
was somewhere else. But this is where it gets even crazier. So I brought, remember we did the Pitino thing for like 15 minutes? Rick Pitino's already told like 8 guys on St. John's, you don't have to stop playing basketball. It just won't be in Jamaica, Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Pitino's already got three of the top 10 portal kids coming to campus, the whole bit. Essentially, St. John's basketball is going to be a fake team.
Yeah.
1 year.
Same thing. I remember Deion Sanders walked into Colorado.
Yes.
Guys, there's the door.
So here's the word I came up with. College basketball, college sports are beginning to lose authenticity. Look, think about Aiden Hutchinson. Most popular Lion there is right now. Aiden was recruited by Michigan.
Right.
Daddy played at Michigan. He was incubated, developed, progressed, and it ended up with this amazing senior season. That's a Michigan Wolverine. That's your guy.
Right.
You know, Kirk Cousins, nobody wanted him. Afterthought, goes to MSU, not supposed to win the competition. Does, proceeds to go 4-0 against Michigan, become a Spartan legend, win the Big Ten.
Right.
I will argue to you that those two stories at our respective schools are dead. They're dead.
You're right.
Cassius Winston, you'll never have it again. The transfer portal, as we get ready for the Final Four this weekend, has murdered the very forget about the G League. We've already argued about it. I think the G League hurts college hoops. Forget about NIL. Like last night, people, they said Bronny James is going to receive $7.2 million in NIL money this year. $7.2. We have quarterbacks who have never taken a snap getting millions plural. I have no problem with kids getting paid, but as I said to you, Rico, I thought it would be like buy a sick car, send money home to mom and dad.
Yeah.
You're eating steak every night. Okay. I can live with that.
I'm going to say this. Bronny James may be like when we get the caller saying, well, you could draft a quarterback in six because Tom Brady went in six.
He's the anecdote.
Yeah.
All right.
Where you look at, I've often said, four-star talent, five-star last name. You got your dad sitting there courtside, and everybody knows you're a package deal. You know, I made most of that money. When you do commercials with Ben Stiller and John Travolta and LeBron James, you're probably going to make a lot of money doing that commercial.
That's fair. I can leave the last part out. Here's my question to you and to the people. Has college sports lost most, if not all, of its authenticity? That the problem in all of this is the people that wear the colors that we care about so much have nothing to do with those colors. They don't know anything about it. I was listening to FAU's coach talk about how some of these kids came to FAU sight unseen. Didn't set foot on campus.
Yeah, wasn't that the coach as well, I thought. Said he regretted signing into the contract.
Right.
He rushed to sign and was like, oh, dear God, what did I do?
Like the teams we root for, these players have nothing to do with those teams. They didn't go there because they liked it. They haven't stayed there. It's become essentially everyone's a one and done.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't like the one and done, how do you like what you're watching now? So this is primarily for Rico, but I'd love to hear from you guys because this is college football and basketball on the essential eve-ish of the Final Four. I kind of think the portals just wrecked everything. 248-539-9797. And if you think I'm the old man in the Muppets, feel free. Rico, the floor is yours.
You're not the old man in the Muppets, Mike. You got valid points. But I do think that there's a little bit more to this. The transfer portal is the newest thing that happened. Because I remember everybody was saying everything that you said, especially in college hoops, when one and done first got there. They're taking classes for one semester. They don't know about the pride of being a Kentucky Wildcat, a Duke Blue Devil, you name the school. They're a rent-a-player. They're mercenaries. And then the game adjusted. I think the game has to adjust, but right now, yeah, when you look at this Final Four and you see all the types of people who just, they didn't start there. But I think the new era of college sports, especially hoops, you go find the place where, like, you look at a Tyson Walker. I'm at Northeastern. I'm better than Northeastern. I think I can go here. Or you look at other people and they say, you know what?
I thought I was good enough to be in a Power 5 school. Maybe I need to go somewhere else to get more playing time. It's different. It changes. I think the league will eventually catch back up to it. But, yeah, right now it's difficult because you really don't know who's going to leave, who's going to stay. It's almost like recruiting where you're trying to see who's going to sign with this school. Right now, every school is holding their breath to see who's staying, who's leaving. Who's going to hit the portal? Who's going to come back? Who's going to go to the NBA? It used to be, oh, okay, are you going to the NBA? If not, you're coming back.
There's now, more consistency with professional sports, and I have a problem with that because professionals earn the right to be free agents. Teams and salary caps and a collectively bargained agreement. College athletics, there's no consistency. There's absolutely no cohesion anymore. You have teams that, look, St. John's next year will make the NCAA tournament, will be a factor, and Rick Pitino.
You know who St. John's is? Memphis, Penny Hardaway, when he went to Memphis.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he just brought in all these players. Now, if you're Pitino, don't do anything stupid and pay for, you know, like Kuminga got his.
Probably a good place to stop. 248-539.
All right.
97-97.
Specs at LTU. All right.
And I'd like to apologize to Specs for following that audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.